It's a modest efficacy. It's not something that's prime time, as it were, but it's going to allow us to pursue what the potential mechanism of that protection is, because now we have a foundation upon which to ask the questions that will hopefully allow us to get efficacy of vaccines much higher than 30-ish percent, up to 60, 70, or 80 percent where we want to be. So although this is a very important finding, it needs to be taken in context and in perspective that it's more of a roadway to a lot of work that needs to be done as opposed to an end in and of itself.
So, I mean, the question then is, what's the next step here? I mean, do you work more with these vaccines? Do you need a new trial, maybe a more controlled study? Do you work on new vaccines that come from these vaccines? Where do you see the next steps, Dr. Fauci?
No, that's a very good question. The next step is to try and figure out what we call the correlate of immunity. Go back and look at the samples we've collected, draw bloods from the people who are in the trial, and try and figure out if there's a clue as to what particular laboratory parameter that you could follow that would be an indication that it correlated with this protection. And once you get that, then you start to design vaccines with some similarity and some differences that are aimed at inducing that particular parameter that you've linked to protection, because up to now, we don't have any idea of what of many, many immunological or laboratory phenomena, namely the body's ability to respond to a virus. We don't know what particular component of that would be associated with protection against infection. We didn't even know if it existed until recently, because we've never had a positive effect like this.